Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sports Radio 95, the game live on this Memorial Day Monday. Went downstairs and the grill is getting, well, the grill's not firing up because I'm in charge of the grill. And since I'm going till 2 o'clock, I won't fire it up till then. But the big cooler's out and a couple of people over and they're popping beers, Garrett. So you know what I grabbed, right?
A lemonade.
Yeah, Gatorade. I'm like, damn. You want a beer? I'm like, dude.
Beer sounds nice.
Oh, that's right. You're doing a show. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. 404-726-0929. I love Martin. You know, the people that say, be honest. What am I going to do, lie to you? Oh, you know, I think if I'm honest, you know, 1-9 start is probably going to happen. And, you know, I think 4-13. And, you know, the number one or two pick of the draft, I'm honest. They're no good. I'm like, I think they're pretty bloody good.
If the Falcons go 4-13, oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, that would be an unmitigated disaster. Look, I would say to you that with that roster that they have, not that either is going to happen, there stands a better chance of going 13-4 than 4-13. I mean, I think they're pretty good. You know, I think this is a, but then again, so, but the truth is, you know, we have somebody that we work with, Garrett, right? And, he's generally a pessimist, okay? Which is fine. I'm not getting, he's just a pessimist. I'm an optimist by nature. Would you say you're optimistic or pessimistic by nature?
Oh, hopelessly optimistic.
Yeah. So, and we've worked with him on the college football show because his initials are Abe Gordon. Abe is a pessimist because in Abe's world, reality. Well, you got to, let's deal in reality. In Abe's world, reality means pessimistic. Okay? No, that's not reality. Reality is they're not going to be any good. It's automatic. The default position of anybody that says they want to live in reality is to be a pessimist. When I can argue that you ought to be, it's like the whole thing about introverts and extroverts. You know, I mean, people don't really understand introvert and extrovert. Would you say you're, because Hugh and I used to talk about this, would you say you're an introvert or an extrovert?
Oh, extrovert. People call me a golden retriever. That's how people refer to me.
And me, I'm a massive introvert.
Interesting. Yeah, I guess that's fair.
You know, I'm just an introvert. And people misread that as me being kind of standoffish or aloof or things of that nature. Well, how can you be an introvert and be on national TV or, you know, speak to thousands of people or go on the radio? That has nothing to do with being an introvert or an extrovert, okay? Nothing. An introvert and an extrovert. An introvert is, I like a very small circle of people around me. And the only time I want to see crowds is when I choose to see crowds. You know, if I go to a game and I want to see a big crowd, or I go to a concert, oh, it's killing me. I can't go to Metallica. I mean, Metallica was at Truist, and I couldn't go see them that night for some reason. Now they're going to be in town at Mercedes-Benz on June 3rd, and I can't go see them, and it just kills me. I can't. I've never seen Metallica. They would be absolutely number one on my bucket list. Anyway, that has nothing to do with nothing. But when you're talking about realistic expectations of the team, I think it's a realistic expectation that this team is going to be pretty good. Now, whether or not they live up to that is another story. I think it's a realistic expectation to think that despite everything that's happened, that the Braves are going to be in the thick of the chase for a playoff spot in September. I think that's realistic, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. Right. Yeah. If they're not, then you got some separate issues coming.
Right. Now, how they handle Pedfar when he comes back is a different story. I am starting to think, you know, I didn't think about it. Could they just say, you know, hey, Pedfar, you're down in, could they just cut ties? It cost him $7 million, but he can't play in the postseason, so what's the point of bringing, does it disrupt your team to bring him up here, and then he's playing great, and oh my God, everything's going well, and oh, by the way, you got to sit out the postseason, bye. That almost seems like it's disruptive. I don't know how you handle this Pedfar situation.
Just for my clarity, where'd you get the $7 million from?
Well, $14 million deal, right? And half the season without any pay.
I guess that's fair. Okay. Yeah, so
his 80-game suspension was without pay. So he gets the other half, $7 million
looks like
for
it's
the
12,
other.
So it's $12 million, 2025, payroll salary is $12 million. Okay, I see. I just wanted to see where you were getting that number from. But yeah, so you're still going to have to pay him the rest of the contract because you signed the $42 million contract.
Yeah, is it all guaranteed?
Yeah, it's all guaranteed. It's baseball. Baseball is always guaranteed.
All right. Well, then I guess you play him. Jeez.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
See, I would like this to happen sometime. And you can't do this because I understand that you would be destroying yourself and free agents would not want to sign with you and, you know, nobody would want to take that chance that on the off chance that, but boy, wouldn't it be nice if, you know, some team like the Braves, again, they wouldn't do it, but the Braves would sue to break the contract, you know, of a guy like Pedfar saying you lied to us. That you weren't taking, you know, performance-enhancing drugs? Because they would have asked him, are you taking any before? No. Break the contract. Sue and nullify the contract.
Well, as long as those said free agents aren't also taking PEDs.
Yeah, but they're going to argue that, you know, you can eat a muffin and it tests positive. You know what I mean? Well, I'm not going to take a chance that I, you know, eat a muffin and the next thing you know, I test positive, and you guys are going to nullify my contract, so therefore I'm not coming to, you know, so. All right. Road Dog is on with John. Road Dog, what is shaking?
Hey, man, how you doing today?
Good, man.
Well, I, when it comes to my Falcons, man, I look at the 98 and the 26 season, and, man, I didn't see that coming prior to the season, so. I hang my hat on that. As long as we got a professional quarterback, I got a lot of hope. And I think Penix is a professional quarterback. So, hey, let's see how it works out.
I mean, it's all we can do, obviously. But I think that the elements are there for this team to be pretty darn good.
I agree.
I mean, you have star players at every level. You know, at all six levels, you know, I mean, you have star players. And so as a result, you know, you would think that if they play well and stay healthy, they're going to be pretty darn good. Let's put it this way. Do you really want to, if you're, you know, another team, everybody says, oh my God, you know, look at our schedule. Look at it from the other side. Do you really want to play the Falcons? You think that's going to be a cakewalk?
Exactly.
Oh, we got to. You know, Buccaneers going, eh, we're going into Atlanta opening day. Yeah, that's going to be a smackdown. Because if they think that's going to happen, I got news for them.
When it comes to football, it's so many moving parts. It's not like basketball or You know, you can even look at baseball, and it comes down to the pitcher and the batter. But when in football, you got 11 on each side. You got 11 men on each side of the ball. And it just – that's what makes football what it is. And that's why I'm such a big fan of it. And I'm excited for the season to come.
Yeah, I am too. So I remain optimistic, Road Dog, and I'm excited about the potential of this season, and I hope we're right. If not, we're going to be looking at having a discussion about who's going to be the new head coach and general manager, which I don't really want to have that discussion because I've had it way too many times over the last few years. Thanks, Road Dog. Let's go to Lee. Yep. Hey, Lee, welcome to the show.
I've got my father was interviewed on the 40th anniversary of D-Day by WSB, and talking about being optimistic. My dad was standing with at the door of this plane. He's a paratrooper, and he was the first lieutenant at that time of the jump. And he was looking out, and the soldier behind him said, "This is really scary." And my dad said, "You know, this is the prettiest fireworks display I've ever seen in my life." You had to think about it like that, or otherwise you wouldn't jump. But he did get a purple heart, but he did not die. So thank God. Anyway, as far as optimists, I'm very optimistic about the Falcons, and I'm really looking forward to the season, and I think we're going to have a great team.
Yeah, I mean, again, we can't obviously know. I'm putting qualifiers on it, and I'm not antonymic disclaimers, which is a fancy-dancy term for all you swampers, which it means but, okay, but. I'm not talking about tush. I'm talking about but, B-U-T, okay? And so you put a disclaimer on it because we can't know. We can't know till it goes. We can't know what's going to happen with Cousins. We can't know what's going to happen with injuries. You know, how's Ulbricht to get? I mean, there's a lot of things that are in flux, right? We all understand that. And yes, the Bucs are going to be a good team. Yes, the Panthers should be an improved team. The Swampers are, I mean, you know, if I'm a Swamper, Lee, I want to go 3-14.
Yeah, I understand that.
I want to go 3-14. I want that first pick.
Yeah, I know that's for sure. They do it.
Because they need a franchise quarterback. You know, they need to get a franchise quarterback down there, you know, because they really haven't had one since Breeze obviously retired. So, you know, they need to get a franchise quarterback down there. And the only way you're going to ensure that is to – because, it, you know, it's almost like, you know, you play them the last game of the year, and I thought about this, Lee. Falcons have the NFC South locked up. They cannot improve their playoff position, and the Swampers have the number one pick. But if they beat the Falcons, they lose the number one pick. And it's like, hey, guys, we're playing the scout team today.
Yeah, that's true.
Just let them win.
Sure.
Thanks, Lee. Do appreciate it. Quick break. Garrick's there. You can be too. 404-726-0929. John Fricke with Garrett Chapman on Sports Radio 92 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, the SEC is having discussions again in this offseason about going to 9 conference games. See how that comes out. They need to, but what they really need to do in college football is get the ACC the hell out of the way so that we can form like an 82-team super conference, because otherwise what we're hearing now is really unsettling. The idea that there's going to be a CEO of college football and that CEO is going to have unilateral power to punish teams that violate some kind of, you know, $20 million or whatever it is, you know, distribution for shares to athletes? What? Okay. Garrick is with us here. Garrick, welcome to the show on this Memorial Day Monday. Hey, Garrick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Thanks for having me, man. I wanted to first talk about, the dynamic of our offense with Michael Penix at the helm. I think he's going to expand the offense and make that second safety have to back up because of his own power and his own strength and accuracy, which is in turn going to open up the running game for Bijan Robinson and Kyle Allgeier, something that Kirk Cousins wasn't able to do after the first 9 games of the season, because teams started walking that safety down in the box.
Yeah, because he couldn't throw because he was injured.
Right, absolutely. And another thing, I feel like Terry Fontenot, I think he's doing a good job from what he's had to work with when he first got there, to lose Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley all in the same offseason. And then turn around and lose Matt Ryan the very next year. I mean, you know, when he first took the job, I know he didn't think that he was going to lose his starting quarterback and his number 1 and 2 receiver, you know what I mean, that early on in his tenure, you know what I mean? So to still put a team together that was right on the outside of the playoffs each and every season, you know, and still be in cap hell all at the same time, I think he did a really good job at that.
No, I think he did too. And, of course, he also came in, hired after Arthur Smith was hired, so he didn't even get to pick his own head coach. He had to deal with a coach that was hired by somebody else. But that doesn't mitigate the fact that he hired Raheem. And so Raheem's his guy, and they've got to, you know, this is year number 5 here, and they've been given every resource by Mr. Blank, who spent more money in the last 3 offseasons than any team in the NFL. So
correct. I think he swung big whenever Matt Ryan left and trying to get Deshaun Watson, which, you know, that I'm glad that didn't happen, but I'm happy that he has been trying to get a established quarterback on the field, which you know, we all know Desmond Ridder was not it, and Marcus Mariota was not it, you know what I mean? But, you know, I think his hands was tied in a lot of those situations right there because do you really think that Kyle Pitts would be on the team if we'd have went after, say, the quarterback that went to the Chargers in that draft when we got Kyle Pitts?
I'm not going to relitigate drafts. I just don't do that.
Yeah, right.
Because should we have picked Tom Brady, you know, or – You know, he went in the sixth round. I mean, what do you want me to do here? I'm not going to really. I just don't relitigate drafts. Okay, we're at.
Yes.
And what has he done? Look, I know that the Zach Robinson came out. This is what I do know. Zach Robinson came out, Garrick, and was I think fair to say pointed about the fact that Kyle Pitts has got to produce in this fifth season. He's under the clock too here. I think he's got a ton of talent. Question is, will he actually get up to speed with it? Because what Zach Robinson was saying is, look, this guy's got all the talent in the world, and we've seen it on display before. And he's got all the talent in the world, but he just loafs, you know. He just does not play at 100% all the time. And he just doesn't go. I mean, he lacks that internal motor to just leave it all on the line here. So hopefully I said somebody's going to unlock him. And hopefully that's Michael Penix, because we saw him make a couple of really big plays, including that play in Washington, which, again, is the catch of the year. You know, in that situation, fourth down and goal, and you're having to dive into the end zone to pick one off the top of the end zone. And, I mean, that was a hell of a catch. There aren't, you know, many guys in the NFL make that catch. In the NFL, forget college football. I mean, he made it. So
I think his game really came alive those last three games of the season because of Michael Penix as well.
Me too.
I really believe that.
That's my hope. Yeah, that's my hope, too. I mean, because one of the things that I just still have, and this is, again, I'm not trying to, Garrick, you know, throw any shade here towards current players here, but they, you know, can Mooney really be, look, Ray's not a home run guy. He's a slot guy, kind of. And, you know, Mooney can be a home run guy, but is he really the home run guy? Really, because if you think about it, the home run guy on this team needs to be Kyle Pitts. And the reason it needs to be Kyle Pitts is because he's a mismatch nightmare.
Correct.
So they send him down the field.
Correct on that.
They send him down the field. He's going to drag a safety, which will open up the other side of the field for Drake. Or if they don't drag the safety, he's got one-on-one coverage running down the seam. Michael Penix is going to load up and go get it, boy.
I think Bijan Robinson is going to have a big game, a big season this season out of the backfield under Michael Penix as well.
I hope so,
out
too.
Of the backfield. Yep, I really believe
I do
that.
Too. Yeah. But, you know, we got to see it. I mean, I certainly hope so. You know, it's my fervent desire.
I believe Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson is going to stretch the safeties and the linebackers out in the NFL so bad this season. It's going to be ridiculous. That's the truth.
Yeah, that's what I hope. I mean, this is – Garrick, I'm optimistic. I think they could be pretty good. But we'll see how it plays out. You know, I mean – I was optimistic last year, and boy, you know, they had that turd of an opening game. Thanks, Garrick, for the call. That turd of an opening game against Pittsburgh last year where they scored 10 points and couldn't get out of their own damn way. And it was like, yeah. And then, of course, they turn around in week 2, go on the road to Philadelphia, you know, and yeah, Saquon dropped the ball, but so what? I mean, things happen in a game. You still have to drive it down the field. And Kirk was masterful in that drive. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, he took him apart. The Kirk Cousins was playing great. He was playing great till he got hurt. He doesn't get hurt. This team makes the playoffs. Kirk Cousins is a starting quarterback right now. But he got hurt, didn't tell anybody. They didn't make the playoffs because he went 1 for 9, 1 touchdown, 9 interceptions, was throwing ducks all over the place. It's sad. Chris, hey, Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, John, how you doing today?
Good, man.
Hey, so I'm pleasantly optimistic about our season, but it wouldn't surprise me if something goes haywire and we end up like last year. The Falcon funk that we always get in? I don't understand it. I've been a Falcons fan for 20 years, right? You know, all the way back from Mike Vick, you know, Chris Chandler, all those guys. And it just never seems – we never can seem to get over the hump for some reason, right? We always
keep killing ourselves. I mean, I know. We kill ourselves. I mean, you go back to 2012, right? You know, I mean, not only do we blow a 17-0 lead over against Colin Kaepernick in the NFC Championship game, we're up 17-0 at halftime, should have won the game. But if you go to the last regular season, that Falcons team of 2012 was the best team in the NFL. And you go back to the last game of the regular season, that for some reason, in a game that doesn't matter, they're playing John Abraham in that game, and he gets injured in like the fourth quarter and can't play in the playoffs. What are you doing? The game doesn't matter. Why is Abraham out there? And so you just did that to yourself. You know, Eugene Robinson, we did that to ourselves, not that they were going to beat Elway anyway. And, of course, you know, the other Super Bowl that we don't want to mention, you know, losing playbooks and, having, you know, sellout swampers, you know, Ole Block and whatnot. But the whole point is we tend to be our own worst enemy.
Right. But I'm with you. I'm with you on the whole Kyle Pitts thing. I believe if we get Kyle Pitts rolling, I believe this team and Bijan Robinson, I don't think anybody can touch us after that. I think we got some horses that are just in the stable. We need to let them loose and let them go. And if they can go, I think we're going to be in the playoffs this year.
I think we're going to be pretty good. Look, I'm not worried about the offense, okay? And I appreciate the call. Thanks, Chris. I'm not worried about the offense at all. This offense ought to hum. It ought to be a 30-point-a-game offense. You know, it should, you know, it should be top five in the NFL. There's no reason for it not to be. They've got a top five offensive line. They've got obviously a top two or three running back, maybe number one running back room right there with the Lions. They've got a star wide receiver. They've got a guy in potential at tight end. It ought to be, or H-back or wherever they're going to play him. I mean, the offense is going to be fine. It's the defense. You know, how big a difference does Jeff Ulbrich make? How big a defense, adjustment do you make in terms of, you know, your new additions to this team? You know, most notably Walker and Pierce. And no Grady. You know, is Braylon Trice going to be able to contribute? Is Arnold Ebiketie, who was second in the NFL in sacks the last 4 weeks of the year, 5 weeks of the year? You know, in the entire league, are they just going to let him loose? Has Leonard Floyd got a whole ton left in the tank? I mean, there are a lot of question marks on that defense. And we just have to see it. And I'm not asking the defense to be top five in the NFL. I mean, God love us if it is. I'm asking that defense to be mid. If that defense is mid, it's the best defense in the NFC South. And they have the best offense in the NFC South. Yes, better than the Buccaneers. And so, because they're more versatile. And so, we'll see how it all kind of plays out. It could be really interesting because what's going to happen? Again, guys, we're focusing not enough on what's going to happen in 6 days. June 1st is coming in 6 days. June 1st, there are going to be – we talk about the Falcons, Onyemata, his cap hit goes way down. The cap hit for Kirk Cousins gets sliced into almost, you know, next to nothing for a quarterback of his caliber. And so you have post-June 1 designated, and then you have post-June 1. And so there are going to be other players that suddenly pop. And we don't know what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. I don't know how patient the Steelers are going to be. You have minicamp coming up this week for every team in the NFL, and the Steelers don't have they got Mason Rudolph. And unless they're out there saying, we believe in Mason Rudolph, I'm like, okay, I'm glad you guys do. Ain't nobody else believe in him. Maybe his mom. If you're a Steelers fan, are you saying, yeah, Mason Rudolph, we got this. Yeah, we're good. Yeah, I don't think so. I'm just guessing that you're like, what? Huh? But Aaron Rodgers keeps stringing him along for some reason. You know, do the Steelers eventually just give up on that? And the Falcons are not going to move Kirk Cousins. This whole thing, again, of Jeremy Fowler saying if the Falcons lower their price. The Falcons are not going to lower their price. No. Part of it is punishment to Kirk Cousins. Part of it is punishment for Kirk Cousins sitting in the office with Mr. Blank and saying, I want to go start for another team, and I'm not going to break my no-trade clause. So not only do I want to go start for another team, I will tell you, Mr. Blank, where I'm going to go. And Mr. Blank looked at him and said, yeah, that's not how this is going to work. So we're going to pay you $10 million, and you're going to do what I tell you to do. 404-726-0929 on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Memorial Day Monday, live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Fricke from the Northern Kia Studios as we take you through the till 2 o'clock today. End of May, June is looming. A lot going to happen in the month of June. A lot going to happen. Hawks are going to have to, and who knows, maybe this week, they'll have to make big moves in their front office, hire the guys in charge, decide what they're going to do here in the offseason. Draft is June 25th, so a month from now. In the NBA draft, are they going to make any moves? Are they just going to take 13 and 22 and draft an Asa Newell and a Ryan Kalkbrenner and call it good? I mean, they could. And so we'll see. We'll see what kind of moves they make. Maybe they just make minor moves around the edges and try and upgrade their bench, and they're going into the season with the starting five that they would have had at the end of the season had Jaylen been healthy, which if that's the case, you're wondering why in the world did they make the move to oust Landry Fields? Because that was what I was – why? And, did they say to Landry, look, we want to make a big move? And Landry's like, no. I mean, I don't know. And there was an argument or a disagreement about the direction of the franchise with Travis Schlenk. So they sidelined him and then fired him, which is about the only reason. I mean, Landry's a really nice guy. Why would you just up and fire him? I mean, the team apparently had made whatever. And then, of course, the Falcons are going to be making news with OTAs and with Kirk Cousins and mandatory minicamps. And, of course, the Braves are going to be making news, too. And so there's a lot going on in June. Ben is here with us. Going to be an interesting summer for Atlanta teams. Hey, Ben.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking the call. Just a quick question. I know that, everybody has said, and I'm kind of in agreement, that the offense is not something the Falcons need to worry about, but course, you know, being the Jays Atlanta fan, my question for you is no, Raheem and Terry know that their jobs are on the line this season. How long of a leash do you think that our quarterback that has only started three games will actually have this season?
In terms of what? You benching him?
I mean, obviously he's got three games, so we don't have a whole lot of tape on him in the NFL, but, you know, it gets, you know, six games in and they're sitting 2-4 or something bad. You know, how long do you think they stick with him? Or, you know, because I personally, you know, I'm glad that they're keeping Kirk Cousins because if we're paying him, you know, sit him on the bench. We need to have somebody. But I'm just wondering how long you think that leash is going to be if things start going bad early.
Well, I mean, I guess that's okay. There's the qualifier. Presuming that Kirk Cousins is still on the team.
Yes.
I think his leash is 17 games. He's okay. The quarterback now. He's the quarterback. Kirk Cousins is not going to see the field. He's just not.
Okay, fair enough.
I just don't see any way Kirk Cousins actually comes into a game. I mean, I could be wrong.
I'm just curious.
The only way would be like a season-ending injury in week three. Okay, Kirk's still on the team. All right. Okay, superstar, go do it. You know, at that point, you know, you don't have a choice. You can go out there and do it. You know, but if he's still on the team, Michael Penix is your starting quarterback. Kirk Cousins is, I'm not even sure he's your backup. I mean, they say he's a backup, but are you really again, if Michael Penix gets dinged in week three and is up for a series, I don't think they put Kirk Cousins in. They may. I would be whoever the East world is, whoever it is, either goes in, and because they don't want Kirk Cousins to get injured. They want to throw him in bubble wrap.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it was more because of not because of injury, but because of, you know, performance on the field. But I mean, I don't have any reason to believe based on what I saw in the last three games. I think just like everybody else, it sounds in agreement that the offense is not what we're worried about. It was just something I was thinking about and wondering, you know, what that leash may look like, because obviously the head coach and the GM know that their jobs are on the line this season. So, but I appreciate you taking my call, John.
No, I appreciate it, Ben. I think what Ben's saying is legit. I mean, if Cousins is still on the team, it would take a season-ending injury, knock on wood here, to Michael Penix for Cousins to play. Because, again, make no mistake, there's going to be some pettiness there. You know, you can't be Kirk Cousins and walk into Mr. Blank's office and sit down there and tell Mr. Blank how this is going to go. Kirk Cousins walked in and looked at Mr. Blank and said, look, here's how this is going to work. I want to play for a team that's going to let me be the starter, but I get to pick that team. So I'm not going to waive my no trade clause until I figure out what the team is. Capiche? And Mr. Blank looked at him and went, yeah, that's not how this is going to work there, Kirk. I own this team. You don't. I mean, he became, if he wasn't already on the out list, he became persona non grata at that point. You know, I mean, would Mr. Blank, because they'd have to go back into the office and go, well, Penix is out for the year. What do you want to do, Mr. Blank? Do you want to actually play him? At that point, Mr. Blank might say, you know what? Go ahead and play him. Let's see what he does. You know, I'm going to cut him at the end of the year anyway, but, you know, go ahead and play him. That might be the case. And I would be really intrigued, especially if he does see the field for some reason and comes into a game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Garrett, I asked Josh Hagedorn yesterday, I'm going to ask you, if there's a reason that Kirk Cousins has to play in a game for the Falcons, when he straps on his chin strap and runs onto the field there at Mercedes-Benz for the first time, what do you think the Falcons fan reaction is?
I don't think it's going to be all that great. I mean, if it's I think the whole situation around Kirk Cousins has soured mightily. Now, if he wins games, and it's like, say Michael Penix does go down, God forbid, and Kirk Cousins has to come in and they have to salvage something from the season, they're not going to not play him if Michael Penix goes down, because this regime knows that their jobs are on the line and they need to get themselves the best opportunity to win, and Kirk Cousins would do that in that situation. But I don't think the fans are going to take to him too kindly. It's not like I don't expect to go to Mercedes-Benz Stadium and see a lot of Kirk Cousins jerseys. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean,
unless he wins games,
and then they warm up to him. Right, right. That changes fast. Correct. But this is his last year in Atlanta, regardless. You know, even if he sits the whole year, and you know he's not back at 26.
Hell no, no,
no.
No chance.
And Michael Penix, so the leash on Michael Penix is 17 games. He's a starting quarterback. You know, so they're not, this team has, you think about it, go over the last 3 years, okay? Well, four years, I guess. You had Noodle Arm Quitter, right? And he was so bad, and then he said, oh, I'm dinged up. At least he admitted it, or at least he faked it. And DoorDash Dez came in, right, the last three games. Then DoorDash was out there, and he was so bad, they said, oh, we might have to put Noodle Arm Quitter back in. And they put Noodle Arm Quitter back in, and he was terrible. And then they tried, okay, maybe we got to put Heineke in. And so they put Heineke in, and that didn't work. And then they get to, you know, last year, and they get, you know, Kirk Cousins. When was the last time the Falcons had a starting? Matt Ryan was the last quarterback to actually quarterback a whole season for the Atlanta Falcons. Because over the last 4 years, you've had, you know, in multiple starting games, you know, Noodle Arm Quitter, DoorDash Dez, Taylor Heineke, Kirk Cousins, and Michael Penix. That's a lot of quarterbacks in 4 years. It's five starting quarterbacks. There's no, I mean, that's just not a way to run a franchise. So if they believe that he's a franchise quarterback, they're going to have to ride that bus. They really don't have a choice. And so live and die. If they start 2-4, you better get hot. You better start winning games. Because I think unless he's injured, you're not going into Mr. Blank. Yeah, Mr. Blank, you know, we have to play Kirk. No, no. You told me that I should spend $100 million of my money, an additional $10 million for a roster bonus, for this dude who dares to walk into my office and tell me how to run my business, and then at the end of the year walks out on national TV on the NFL Network and says he lied. That dude. And then you told me that you had to draft this guy, number eight, after I paid this other dude $100 million guaranteed, and because you had to have him because he was franchise quarterback, and because he's struggling, now you're coming into my office telling me you got to go back to the other guy? That would be a really, really bad look. If they walked in with a healthy Michael Penix, and they weren't getting out of Michael Penix what they wanted to get, and they were going to try and convince Arthur Blank that they needed to go to Kirk Cousins because Penix wasn't delivering the way he was supposed to deliver. That's all on them. Both of those guys are on them. You know, I'm not Arthur Blank, but if that's the case, I'm looking at those two guys and I'm going, Terry, Raheem, you're fired. I mean, I'm just like, you're done. You convinced me to do this. I was stupid enough to do it. I'll go find somebody else. I'll just name an interim head coach and you make this work with Michael Penix. Because if you can't make it work with Michael Penix, I got to have Zach Robinson make it work with Michael Penix. I just got to elevate him to head coach. You can't walk in the office. If you're on a Monday morning, and to tell the truth, if you're 2-4 and Michael Penix is healthy, and try and convince Arthur Blank that he should make a quarterback swap, if Penix is healthy, you cannot do that. And, you know, even if you think it's the best thing for them to do, you can't do it. Guys, you can't do it. I would fire you on the spot. You told me that I had to use, I could have had somebody else. Everybody wants to, oh, you know, you took Kyle Pitts at number four, and we could have had, you know, Justin Herbert and Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes and, you know, Michael Strahan and everybody else in that draft, but you took Kyle Pitts fourth. Okay. But that's not the pick. The pick is the Penix pick. Okay. It's not the Pitts pick. It's the Penix pick because you came back from Seattle after watching him working out in the rain going, oh my God, this guy is special. And you had to sit down in Mr. Blank's office and go, we have a problem. Because if he's there, we cannot pass him up. That's why it was such a shock to so many people when the draft came with the eighth pick, the Falcons draft Michael Penix, and Kirk Cousins fell off his couch. What are you doing? And we all went, well, That's how much they loved him. That's how much they believed in him. Suddenly, if you're not believing in him after nine games as a starting quarterback, then that's a you problem. That is not a me problem if I'm Mr. Blank. That is a you problem. You guys have not developed this guy. You've had a year and near a year and a half to develop this guy that you convinced me was a franchise quarterback. And if he's not living up to that, not playing up to that, that is a you problem. So at that point, I'm probably just, you know, holding a news conference saying we've moved on from general manager Terry Fontenot and head coach Raheem Morris. Zach Robinson is the interim head coach, and I don't know whoever the hell is the interim general manager. And we're going to proceed like that through the rest of the year. And I'm pulling Zach in the office and say, Zach, you got to get Michael Penix right. You know, I mean, you got to figure this out. You know, if you do, then you're going to get the head coaching job. If you don't, then I'm going to have to go out inside and get a head coach. So go make this right, Zach. I don't want any of that scenario to happen, but you cannot walk into Mr. Blank's office and say, we screwed up. Because that, guys, think about it. You're going to walk into your boss's office and tell him that? Just think about that. Boss, you know when we told you that, about Kirk, $100 million, yeah. Remember when we told you that even though we convinced you that $100 million for Kirk Cousins, we should still, because remember when they drafted Penix, Cousin wasn't hurt. Because Mr. Blank's kind of looking at him sideways going, wait a minute now. I just spent $100 million guaranteed for this dude. Now you're telling me you want to draft a quarterback? Well, he's a special cat. So you told me he was a special cat. So much so that I went, okay, if you think he's a special cat, then he can sit on the bench for a couple of years and we'll see where we are with Kirk. Yeah, the whole thing is going downhill in a hurry, which is, again, goes back to the national media saying that the Falcons are going to panic and get rid of Kirk Cousins because they just want to move out from underneath him so that the desire to play him over Michael Penix in some capacity is not there. That's not how the Falcons are going to view this, okay? And they're not worried about, Mr. Blank's not worried about that. Mr. Blank is only worried about the fact that he wants to maximize whatever he can get for Kirk Cousins and to tell Kirk Cousins, I'm in charge of the situation. Yeah, there's some bravado going on. People are bowing up. You bet. You bet they're bowing up. As we get through a Memorial Day weekend on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.